Chapter 4. Zelda Tells a Story. The days passed very slowly. Finally, on the third day, he lay on the bed and slept.
"Wake up," said a voice.
Cedric opened his eyes, and a bright light filled the room. A girl with long red hair and blue eyes was standing there. She was very beautiful.
"Come on," said the girl. "We haven't got much time. We must leave now."
"Who are you?" asked Cedric.
"We haven't got time for questions now," answered the girl. "Follow me."
They left the room, ran down the stairs together, and went outside. A boat was waiting there.
"Quickly, get into the boat," said the girl, and Cedric obeyed.
"Take us across the lake, boat," said the girl. The boat moved slowly from the gates of the castle across the cold water. Then somebody shouted,
"Stop! Zelda, you can't cross the lake. You know the dangers of the lake."
It was the Grey Lady.
"You can't keep him in that tower," shouted Zelda. "He must go north and I'm going to help him. Don't try to stop me now, Aunt Eleanor."
A big cloud moved across the lake, and Cedric and Zelda couldn't see anything. Zelda was very frightened, and she held Cedric's hand.
"The dragon is coming. We're going to die now," she said.
There was a sudden noise, and Cedric put his arm around Zelda. The noise became stronger. Suddenly, an enormous green dragon appeared from the water.
"Oh no! This is terrible! What can we do?" asked Cedric.
"I don't know," answered Zelda. The dragon opened its enormous mouth and breathed fire at them. They tried to hide at the bottom of the boat. Cedric could see lots of sharp teeth, and he began to tremble. The dragon's enormous body hit the lake, and it continued to breathe fire. The heat was so intense that the ice in the water began to melt.
"The boat is going to sink," thought Cedric. "We're in terrible danger." Then he remembered his harp. "Oh, why didn't I remember the harp when I was in the tower? I was very stupid."
Quickly, he took it from his bag and began to play it.
"Dragon, transform into a mouse," Cedric declared.
Suddenly, the dragon's eyes became red. Its green skin became white, and slowly it became smaller and smaller. A few minutes later, a small white mouse was swimming next to the boat.
"Wow," said Zelda. "That was fantastic. The dragon obeyed you. Usually, it only obeys my great aunt."
"Who's your great aunt?" asked Cedric.
"Are you talking about the Grey Lady?"
"Yes," answered Zelda. "Her name is Eleanor, and she's my mother's aunt."
"Tell me about her," said Cedric.
"Why is everything so cold and sad around her? Why was she so cruel to me?"
"I can't tell you everything because I don't know everything," Zelda said. "But a long time ago, when Aunt Eleanor was a young girl, your grandfather, Zanzida the Dark Wizard, came to this lake. Aunt Eleanor was in a boat on the lake when he arrived. Suddenly, some enormous birds flew down onto the boat. Aunt Eleanor was frightened and she shouted for help.
And my grandfather jumped into the lake and rescued her," continued Cedric.
"That happened to me too."
"Exactly," said Zelda.
"So why does Eleanor want vengeance?" asked Cedric. "Why is she so angry? She tricked me, and my grandfather too."
"She fell in love with your grandfather," explained Zelda. "They wanted to get married. Then, the day before the wedding, your grandfather left the castle, and he never came back."
"That man in the image," The sad man at the window, thought Cedric. It was my other grandfather, the dark wizard.
Zelda continued her story.
A few months later, news came to the palace. Zanzida was married to somebody else. Aunt Eleanor was very sad. She went to live in the castle on the other side of the lake from our palace.
So do you live in the beautiful palace at the side of the lake? Asked Cedric.
Yes, I live there with my mother and father, said Zelda. But before I tell you about myself, I want to finish Aunt Eleanor's story.
Sorry, said Cedric. Please continue.
There's not much more to tell. Aunt Eleanor refused to see anybody, and the water around her castle transformed into ice. There was a big dark cloud above the castle, and everybody near the castle felt her sadness. After she captured you a few days ago, she sent news to your grandfather, the dark wizard.
Your grandson is here. Come and rescue him, or he'll die.
That was her message.
But the dark wizard doesn't know me. He's my grandfather, but he doesn't care about me, said Cedric.
And how did your aunt know me?
She saw you sleeping under the oak tree, and she recognized you. Then she planned her vengeance on your grandfather.
Oh, now I understand, said Cedric.
Now I've got some questions for you, said Zelda. I was at the castle when you arrived, and I heard your conversation with Aunt Eleanor. Why do you have to go north? It sounded very important, so I decided to help you.
It is important, said Cedric. But first, tell me your story.
I'm Princess Zelda. My mother is queen of the land around the lake, and I'll be queen when she dies, said Zelda.
I'm happy to meet you, Princess Zelda, said Cedric.
Thank you for saving me.
Then, as the boat moved through the water, Cedric told Zelda his story.